Right now, we're going to check in with Tina in West Virginia, see if we can help her out. Tina, welcome to the show.
Hello.
All right, what can we help you with?
I had a water leak, and it's caused some damage between my fiberglass insulation and the floor joist, and it's coming up through the house. So my question, I took the fiberglass out. I'm a little nervous about putting the fiberglass insulation back in, and I've been looking into the encapsulating of the crawl space. But I'm a little concerned about taking the vents out. So what kind of suggestions in regards to encapsulating? Is that something that's recommended now, or are the vents, you know, really necessary?
Okay. And the fiberglass, so you're talking about the fiberglass that's in the crawl space, above the crawl space, in the floor joist.
Right.
Okay. Well, boy, that's a controversial subject, and when you ask certain people, I mean, I've seen the encapsulation process. I mean, I've been under houses that had the entire area encapsulated. It had the dehumidifier in there, and it was remarkable how it just completely sealed away all of the influence of the ground moisture that usually migrates up. Any other surface moisture that might seep in, it repels it away, the dehumidifier. I don't know. It's extremely expensive, and I would only think of it being feasible when you really had a really bad acute problem with moisture, like a spring or something that you just can't curtail any other way. Normal protocol and normal situations there would say make sure you have enough foundation vents all the way around the house. And there's a simple little formula I'll share with you on how many vents you actually need. And then having plastic right on the ground and tucked fairly tight around the pilings and so forth to minimize any moisture that can migrate up from there. And generally, in most situations, that will take care of keeping the moisture minimized that will prevent any mold or mildew from growing. And that little formula I was going to say, if you take the square footage of your house, your downstairs portion of your house, and divide that by 150, then that will tell you how many square feet of vents that you need. So let's assume each vent's approximately 1 foot. So if you had a, let's say, 1,500 square foot home, then that would be 10 vents that you would need spread around the perimeter of the home. Just a real simple way of looking at
right.
it. So
I do have that.
Okay.
I do have enough vents.
Yeah. Well, unless there's excessive moisture under there all the time, or water flowing under there that you can't prevent, I would just make sure you have a good section of plastic down, keep all your vents open all year long, and that should take care of it there without having to go to the expense of the encapsulation.
What about insulation? The putting the fiberglass insulation back into the floor?
Well, when you think of return on your investment, and especially in a climate such as Florida, there's not a big payback. Matter of fact, to save on your heating and cooling bill by putting that insulation in there would probably take over 30 years for you to get your money back on your savings. So if you're doing it for energy savings, I would not worry about it. If you're doing it to block off the moisture, I wouldn't worry about that at all. I don't think it's worth it. If you have some there now, leave it alone, but I wouldn't put anything
else.
Yeah, I wouldn't put any. It really is not much of a benefit in that type of climate.
Okay. Well, I don't have a lot of water issues. I've never had a lot of water issues in the crawl space underneath this house. The hot water tank blew. And that was very, not normal. But at the moment, I've spent 3 weeks trying to dry out my crawl space. I've got fans, dehumidifiers, everything, and the rain and the humidity here is awful.
Well, if you know the other thing that we've seen that people do very successfully is actually to install a exhaust fan, a small powered exhaust fan, on the inside of one of the foundation vents, and that just kind of picks up the flow of the air moving across there. I mistakenly said earlier Florida. I know you're in West Virginia. I don't know where I got that, but you still either way with that type of moisture accumulation that you can get there. If you have any moisture in there at all and see any mold or mildew, then I would still recommend putting a small fan inside, point right on one of the foundation vents with the humidistat, okay, so that it'll turn on. That's still going to be a fraction of the cost of the encapsulation. I would say the encapsulation is the last resort. Joe, what do you think as far as that type of approach in encapsulation?
Yeah, I think Danny's right, Tina. I would recommend just drying it out as well as you can. Fortunately, this is not an issue that's ongoing and you've been dealing with it. You know, there's water coming up, as Danny said, out of the ground or whatever. So that's a good thing. You get your water heater fixed, so hopefully this won't be an issue. But along with those joists, I'd run a fan in there just to make sure the joists are bone dry before you do anything else. Leave out all the insulation. And I would replace the fiberglass. You voiced a concern, a very valid concern about what to put back. And I would put back mineral wool insulation. It's highly moisture resistant. It's great insulator. There's no way to put it up wrong because it doesn't have a backing to it. It doesn't have a face to
it,
right?
So
you just put it. It's called mineral wool, sometimes called rock wool.
Okay.
And just press it up there, and you can hold it in with wires that are called stay wires, or which are just little spring wires you push up and it fits between the joists. Or you can just staple up chicken wire, anything just to hold the insulation up, because obviously there's nothing to prevent it from falling down in a crawl space situation. And what do you have for the floor of the crawl space? Is this concrete or is it dirt?
It's dirt.
Oh, yeah. Well, then as Danny said, first thing, if you haven't already done, is cover it with plastic, overlap the seams at least by a foot, and block that moisture.
It's still at 84%, I think, humidity, relative humidity down there.
That's high.
It's very high.
Yeah, anything over 60. Ventilate as well as you can and cover it with plastic, and that's about all you can hope for. And then check it again when it's not summer, when the winter rolls around, and see what it is.
Oh, it'll be better. It's 95% outside, so it's got a lot of influence from the outside the last few weeks.
Sure does.
Well, good. Well, hopefully you won't have any more incidents like the water leakage there and everything. If we can help you on anything else, Tina, you let us know.
Oh, that was perfect. Thank you guys so much.
Okay, our pleasure. You take care and have a great weekend. Yeah, that's that's one of the questions like that. So many people really wondering exactly what to do under their house, I guess. So important to have that proper ventilation.